It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you so much, Mr. Adams. We appreciate you and what you do for the ministry of Heartline here on the Evangel Home of Fresno. And we know you, brother, have been through some surgery. We've been praying for you, following your progress on Facebook, rejoicing that things are better now and going to get better yet. So stay the course and continue to minister with us at Evangel Home. Jerry, this is our first opportunity to sit down since the banquet, and our hearts are glad.
Our hearts are still rejoicing. We have happy hearts.
Yeah.
And again, it's because God stitches it together. You know, we have to still do what we have to do. He doesn't make the program for us. He doesn't suddenly on my desk one morning is a printout program with the order. We have to do that. But He works it together, and He really did that night. I was just thrilled with the response of the people there, their encouragement of the women. And our guest today, Renee, understood what it was like to be encouraged by people who love Jesus, and because of that, have to love other people. You can't help it. You're spilling over with His love, and that's the best we can do is give it away.
Mm-hmm.
So the banquet, I think the spirit was there, the love of Jesus was there, the technological glitches were there. When it was all said and done, they didn't matter, and mm-hmm. that's what I was thrilled about.
You know, it was an answer to prayer. We were all praying that Jesus would be glorified,
yes.
and he worked in spite of some things.
Yes.
It was not necessarily a slick production. It wouldn't have worked for the Academy Awards, for example. That's because I was involved. But anyway, it just, you expressed it so well. God just wove it together.
Yes.
To attack the hearts of the people, and I think Jesus was glorified.
And I think a night like that really shows me that we don't have to say Jesus every other word.
Right.
We pray at the beginning that He's there. We pray at other points that He's there and has His way. And then we can just stand back and do what our thing is and let Him have
mm-hmm.
His way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, that's how we try to run Evangel Home, that we can't run after the women, beating them over the head with a Bible and saying, repent, repent, Jesus loves you. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
What works better is if we as staff can show our commitment, obedience, and love to Him, and somehow the women see that in us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I read something recently about a lighthouse, and it's basically lighthouses don't run around chasing after the boats. They stand there and shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes you do have to run around and chase a boat here.
Yeah.
But mostly we need to stand there and shine, and I think that's what happened at the banquet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that our job is faithfulness.
Yeah.
The results are the responsibility of the Holy Spirit
that's
of God.
Right.
And as one of my local pastor, very good friend, says, I'm too short to play Holy Spirit. So, Renee, really quick, we want to get your background, but we're still on the subject of the banquet. You were bawling. What was your heart?
I'm 27, and never in my life have I been somewhere that I felt such love and compassion. And it didn't matter to any of those people what our past were, where we came from. They loved us no matter what. And it's always been a hard thing for me to accept love coming from such a broken home. And I just felt like I could trust anyone there and just be myself. I've never had that opportunity.
Mm. Well, I guess that the bottom line is, before we get into hearing the rest of your story, we want to say thank you to everybody who was there. We want to say thank you to those who were not there but were praying. We want to say thank you to those who support us in any way, because the fruits of the ministry of what God's doing at Evangel Home were on display that night, and hearts were touched, and lives continue to be changed.
I want to say one more thing about our audience that night, too. You know, we can tell the women over and over, don't worry about it. These people will love you. But as Renee said, to be in a room where you get a standing ovation just for standing there in front of people is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And our theme this year was saluting the home team, those folks that support us, that support Renee. And part of our decoration was the pom-pom thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had so many people who said they were indeed standing at the end waving their pom-poms, which I didn't see because my back was to the audience at that point, helping the women with their signs.
Yeah.
Again, I can't imagine that, just standing there watching that sea of people, recognizing some of them, and seeing them wave those pom-poms just for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a little note on Facebook, and I'm writing my banquet thank you letter later, but I had three real strong visions after that. One was of Imogene Davis standing there at the beginning, 89 years old, preparing all of that. And really setting the mood, I think, for the whole night. One was of the video for the kids, the Kids Zone. They did such an awesome job of saying, you know, we need help out here. We need something for us. It is no longer acceptable that our big kids are in daycare.
Right.
And then the last image I had was of this young woman right here, Renee. Because she stood on the stage crying and crying and crying and said, I don't believe it. I can't believe this. And it's like, I can believe that because mm-hmm. I've seen it, but mm-hmm. I haven't seen it affect the women quite mm-hmm. like it did that night.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, so. We've got X amount of time here, and I want to hear Renee's story. Renee, when did you get to the Evangel Home?
I came to Evangel Home February 26th.
Okay. It's a phone going off in the background, so hurrah, hurrah.
Somebody liked that.
Congratulations. You needed a place to stay. What's your background? Do you have chemical issues, or what's behind you?
I've been an IV drug user for the last 6 years and had gone down some really bad roads and made a lot of bad choices, and ended up losing my kids to my ex-husband. And I just felt completely dead inside. I had no hope for the future whatsoever. I was the worst of the worst where I could possibly be. And I was court-ordered to go to a program, and my probation officer was just all raves about the Evangel Home. That's the one you need. I know that's the one you need. That's the only one I'm going to allow you to go to.
Oh, wow.
And I had tried to come in last the October before February, and I didn't show back up.
Hmm.
And so I was eternally grateful that they gave me another chance to come in. And I've stuck it out.
Yeah.
It hasn't been easy, but...
Was it what you expected when you got here?
No, not at all. I thought I had these horrible images of, like, an inpatient kind of being, like, jail, prison, and just feeling trapped. But it's such a beautiful place. The people here are wonderful, so loving, so caring. And from the apartments to the crisis home to the garden where I live, it's just peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's my sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. What's changed with Renee in the time you've been here?
Oh, I didn't have God in my life, and I really didn't want him in my life. And I found him here. There was no way around it. I was trying to fight it off at first, but I love that we have chapel twice a day, and it just absorbs into you, and I was yearning for him. I got baptized while I was here, mm-hmm. March 23rd. I was baptized at my church,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing,
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yeah. Behold, all things become new.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back just a moment, if you don't mind. Was there a particular trigger 6 years ago that led you into substance abuse?
Me and my first husband were filing for a divorce, and I moved in with a family member that was an IV drug user, and that was one of my worst mistakes I've ever made because I was very depressed and very lonely, and I just wanted to numb it all away.
Mm.
So you went pretty quickly from not much drug use to IV drug use?
Straight to it, yes.
Wow. That's unusual. I hope that's unusual. As bad as the drug scene is out there, and heroin is, you know, just a lethal comeback, and not too many people start off just shooting up immediately.
Yeah, I don't. We don't hear that very often. What was your home life like growing up?
My real father's never really been around. I think there's 13 of us all together, only two from the same woman, which was my mom. I have a sister. And he was a convict, drug addict, alcoholic. My mom left me at my grandmother's house when I was 5 because she was battling a drug addiction and alcoholism. And she was in and out for about 3-4 years. And then I moved back in with my mom when I was 13. And it was pretty chaotic. My mom became a single, you know, she was a single mom. She worked all the time. So my older sister did what she could to take care of me and my little brother. And then when my sister moved out, I took care of my brother. It was tough.
Again, we're running really short on time, but I want to ask you this question, and we talked about it briefly before we started recording. Let's say somebody has tuned into this broadcast, and their life is what yours was a year ago. What do you tell that woman?
There's hope. Don't ever give up hope. God does wonderful things if you allow him to do it. Find God.
So give us a call, if that's you, my dear friend, at 559, it went away, 264-4714. Jerry, we got about 30 seconds. What else is on your heart?
Christmas is coming. We need to start thinking about that. If you want to be involved at Christmas time with gift giving and such, it's time to call us. And again, my heart, I think right now, Jim, is just so full of thanks for the other night and so full of compassion for Renee. Mm. And again, thanking people for understanding. She didn't wake up one day and decide to do this.
Right. And I also say thank you for sharing so heartfelt. My listening friend, thank you for joining us. And spread this message. If you know somebody, tell them there's hope. Give us a call at 559-264-4714. Ken, it's your turn. Thank you so much for your ministry on behalf of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.